We have been contacted by a number of people living in the Tobercurry area of late, tenants in rented accommodation, and they're both angry and shocked at some hefty rises in their rent, which many say simply they can't afford, such as this email which we received. And this person says, to give a little background, I had moved into the County Sligo area approximately 2 years ago, moving out of Dublin, where I'd lived for the past 20 years. When I moved here in 2020, I managed to secure a house near to the local town, Tobercurry. The rent was set at €800 per month, which was above local norms at the time, which seemed to be around the 650 mark. Today, 2 years later, I'm still living in the same house. I believe I've been an exceptional tenant. I've always paid the rent in ample time, and even a couple of occasions when requested, I paid it earlier. I have my house professionally cleaned twice a week and also have the windows cleaned once per month. To the point of my email, I had a visit from my landlord. The purpose of the visit was to complete a rent review, which I'm totally fine with. But to say I was shocked by what followed was an understatement. The landlord announced that he wants to raise the rent by €600 per month, a 75% increase in my current rent. I asked him for the basis of his increase, because according to the RTB, you cannot raise your rent above the current market rate. And the explanations and comparisons he gave me were houses that he himself had rented, and people were paying these sums of money. I checked a couple of houses in the locality, and the highest rent I could see was €900 per month. If I currently lived in a rent pressure zone, the maximum increase I could receive is a 2% increase, which would equal €16 per month, or the equivalent inflation rate, which is a stark comparison. I raised this with the landlord, and he said that people are willing to pay these amounts of rent. In times where the cost of living is having an effect on us, I really believe that situations like this need to be addressed and not accepted by the people of this nation as a social norm. So there you go. The rent increase, proposed rent increase in that case, is €600 per month. We are joined online too by another caller in the Tobercurry area, similarly affected by the increase in rent locally. Tell us your story, caller.
So generally, we moved into the area around 2 years ago, and our house rental at the moment was around €800, and that's what we agreed to pay. It was a little bit above the current rental market, but we had a large dog, so, and the landlord agreed for us to keep it in the house. So that was the reasons what we agreed for, maybe something that was above €100 above the typical rental market in Tobercurry. So speeding up to 2 years now, because we are outside the pressure zone for the rentals, our rent review can be done only after 24 months. So we were visited, I was visited, and I know my neighbors were as well, by the landlord yesterday, and we were handed a 90 days notice that our rent will increase by €600 per month, which is generally a 75% increase in the rental price. If we were in a rental pressure zone, our increase would be only, I think, around €16. I think it's a massive difference.
Well, it's nearly double. So €600 per month increase. So what are your options? I mean, I presume you can't afford such an increase, can you?
No. I think it's too significant. We wouldn't be working on the biggest salary scales. So that would be, to be honest, quite big blow on our monthly expenses. So when I write that with him, and I told him that it's almost 100% increase in the rental prices, as you said, I was generally told that there is a houses crisis in Ireland, and he has a line of willing customers to pay that price. So generally, pay it or move out.
Yeah.
this type of approach.
So we supply and demand. There's a lack of rental. But that's not much comfort to you or your family, I'm sure.
No, not really. And to be honest, because I maybe started my career road as an immigrant quite late, so I'm still building up my career and I'm still looking at the further education options. So for those reasons, we were never really in the place to start securing money for our own deposit for a mortgage or anything. And just looking at the current houses situation around the country, it's just, even if we find another house which we can afford, I don't think so that really gives you any sense of stability if that's what landlords can do around the country.
Right, okay. As you say, you're an immigrant. How long have you been in Ireland, caller?
11 years now.
Yeah, and you've never come across such rental obstacles before?
No, and I had rent increases beforehand, and to be honest, they were always in that reasonable aspect. So something that I could understand, and to be honest, even discussing with my neighbor who got the same notice, we were saying if he came in and say, like, listen, we're rising up by 100 euro, we would be like, sure, no problem. 200 euro, we'd be like, well, it's maybe only a little bit upper end, but still, okay, we agree for that. But 600, that doesn't seem to be reasonable in any way, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah, and we've been contacted by other people in that general area. You're not alone in this. A number of people have experienced these rises, these proposed rises.
Yeah, to be honest, I think what's changed is that over the COVID period, when people were maybe moving out from Dublin, Cork, and Galway areas, when the rented were quite expensive, he had two or three houses which people move out, and he just put that random price up and he find the people, because like we say, there is a houses crisis. So I think he just decided to equal out the rents across his neighborhood. But I think apart my own situations, the effects for it, for the Tubercory area in the long term are quite significant, because that type of a rent prices will just drive up all the rental in Tubercory and maybe on surrounding towns as well.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot more people affected by this situation.
Yeah, exactly. Because if another landlord can find three other houses in that price range, what stops them to increasing their rents, which are maybe now on around 900 euro mark?
Right, and little or nothing you can do about it, unfortunately.
No, not much. I was informed, like, unfortunately, I cannot reach out to RTB because their line seems to be very busy at the moment. But just contacting Threshold, I was informed I can try to maybe ask for dispute resolutions with RTB, but there is no guarantees it will be successful for me, or the decisions will line up to benefit me in any way.
All right, okay. Caller, thanks for coming on this morning. Let's see if it affects any more people in that general area or otherwise. Thanks for taking our call.
Thank you so much for listening to me and raising that issue.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and it's quite obvious from the text line that it is affecting other people in the area, and it's an issue, a broader issue, which has been addressed on social media by Sligo People Before Profit Councillor Gino Boyle. Here's what he'd had to say about the matter.
In October 2021, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and includes our local TDs here, McSherry and Feehan, voted against their rent freeze motion in the Dáil because landlords are literally ripping people off. They're charging astronomical amounts and people can't afford to pay it. What's going to happen is a lot more people are going to become homeless, and as it is, we have nowhere to put people. The cost of living is skyrocketing. People can't afford to put food on their table, can't afford to heat their homes, can't afford to put petrol or diesel in their cars. You know, it's literally mind-boggling. But yet in Tubercurry, a landlord wants to raise somebody's rent from 800 euros to 1400 euros in the middle of a crisis. Now I ask you, at what stage are people going to come together, get out on the street and run Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, Green Party and the Labour Party before them out? They have destroyed this country for long enough.